This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S.-brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election, have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. Emirati Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Anwar Gargash says that the deal is a win-win for both countries.
It's been a great day. I think to start with, we have a clear commitment to stop annexation. So the undermining of a two-state solution is something that has been dealt with.
The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Thursday called on all U.S. governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 166,000 people in the United States. Biden made the call for a nationwide mandate on masks after a virtual meeting with public health advisors.
Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing.
President Donald Trump, the man Biden is trying to unseat in November, long refused to wear a mask in public. That turned masks into a political symbol and sparked squabbles across the country, in which other Republican elected officials and some Trump supporters have angrily refused to wear them.